We are live. Welcome to Sevenfold Studios. I'm your host, Joel Mirujo, and this is Seven's Playbook, the podcast that gives you the tools and insights you need to cultivate winning mindsets, winning goals, and winning game plans. Now, on this episode, we are going to be talking about the habit loop, of course, the ABCs of building healthy habits. We've been taking each other on a journey throughout this year of really just making the necessary adjustments and changes in our lives, developing and building healthy habits, and also just removing the ones that we no longer really identify with, you know, the habits that we had held on to in the past that we want to really let go of. And, you know, habits do die hard, you know, bad habits really do die hard, but this year we're really challenging ourselves and actually just trying to embrace adjustments and just make the necessary changes. And talking about embracing adjustments, that's exactly what today's episode is on. We're on the letter E of the ABCs of building healthy habits, and we're going to be discussing embracing the necessary adjustments, because we know that in this world, you know, there's just constant change. You know, there's so many different adjustments that we need to just embrace and accept. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I have really had to come to terms with. You know, I'm somebody that loves comfortability. You know, I really do love comfortability. I love knowing that a couple of things are just consistent and set in stone, right? Obviously, you know, here and there I like the necessary changes, but I don't like drastic changes. And oftentimes in life, we're really faced with drastic changes, or we're the individuals that have to identify and make the necessary changes in our lives. And it just leads me to actually just think to myself, okay, how do we actually go on a journey of not just identifying the fact, or not just identifying the fact that, hey, this is a very big change, right? But also being able to not only embrace it, but make the necessary adjustments to cater for the change in environment, the change in anything, if I'm being completely honest, you know, because I think, as I mentioned, change is inevitable. But how do we actually embrace the adjustments and make change something that we might feel very uncomfortable? How do we actually become comfortable in an uncomfortable environment, in an uncomfortable circumstance, is what I'm trying to get at, right? This episode, I'm gonna take things a lot more chilled, I would say. I tried to structure it quite a bit, okay? And then I realized that I feel like I've been a little bit of a robot over the last couple of episodes. I listened to quite a bit of it and I was like, wow, I'd actually love to hear myself talk more about my experiences. I've shared quite a bit on this podcast, but I want to share a little bit more as well. Like, I want to take some time to share a little bit more about some of the biggest adjustments that I had needed to accept, you know, in my life as well. But yeah, let's dive into it. Now, last time on this podcast, I focused on three things, right? Three things that I reflected on. Well, yeah, three things that I mentioned, you know, in terms of celebrating success. I mentioned reflect, reframe, and return. You know, reflect, reframe, and return. And I love these little alliteration, you know, repetition of the consonant sound or whatever. I love this. So I created one for this episode, you know. I created one. Embrace, evolve, and excel. Right. Embrace, evolve, and excel. That should be a chapter of a book. I'll write a book one day. But yeah, in any case, embrace, evolve, and excel. How do we actually make the necessary adjustments? And thinking of this framework, we should first start by embracing, then we evolve, and then we really do see ourselves excel. You know, we really do see ourselves excel. That is the product of us embracing and evolving, of course. Now, Alan Watts once said, the only way to make sense of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. And join the dance. And I realized that in life, as I mentioned before, there's just so many different changes that we do face. And the sooner that we realize that we need to embrace these changes, the better our lives get. You know, the better our lives get, like the more we are in touch with the reality of inconsistency, I would say, the better we get at moving forward and actually reaching our goals, you know. And as I mentioned, in a world that's constantly evolving, our goals should be no exception. Embracing the fluidity of goals allows us to respond to changing circumstances with grace and effectiveness. Okay, now two points that I really do want to focus on in terms of embracing is embracing a spirit or an attitude of responsiveness, you know, just having that reflex of, okay, wow, I'm in an uncomfortable situation, you know, how do I actually make the necessary adjustments over here? You really do need to talk yourself, you know, you need to talk yourself through the situation or the environment that you're currently in, you know, and I think the biggest reason why is because we don't actually sit and reflect and see the necessary changes that have actually happened. I think that we just kind of sift into a new environment and we long for the environment that we were in before. I remember watching a TikTok. I'm on TikTok a little bit too often. Okay, don't tell my employers. But I remember watching a TikTok and this one person was like in a new apartment in a different city and she was just sitting there. And she made a TikTok about how, like, she just realized that things had just changed abruptly. Things had just changed so much in her life, you know. I like to also just think about some of the things that have changed in my life. Like, my brother a couple of months ago now, he left the country. You know, he left the country. He now lives abroad. And I'd been with my brother my whole life, you know, so it really just had been me and him, you know, like I would really just ask him for advice when it comes to anything and everything. And man, like what a time, like this guy was really my pillar and he still is, of course, you know, but you know, the relationship changes. I mean, at least I got the bigger room now. Now I stay in the bigger room. I mean, good for me, but I guess the biggest thing that I realize is that there's an absence. You really do feel that absence, maybe not after a month. And I think that's the thing about a change. You might not necessarily feel it or experience it immediately, but you do somewhere along the line. And that's what this girl noted when she was in her room having dinner. She just realized, wow, I'm in a different city, in a new house, a new job, and I'm nowhere near my friends, you know. One of my good friends in 2018, I believe it was 2018, towards the end of 2018 or in 2019. No, it was 2019. It was definitely 2019. No, it was 2018. Okay, it was 2018. She left for Hong Kong, right? And I just remember thinking to myself, like, how big of an adjustment that might have been for her, you know? And she was even telling me about how, like, crazy it is. But life is filled with like uncomfortable leaps of faith, you know, that turn into just beautiful things, beautiful stories, you know. So yeah, just thinking about my brother leaving and everything and how much it was an adjustment for me, I can imagine how much of an adjustment it was for him, right? And we were actually just talking about how there's so many things that you don't actually prepare for in this life, you know. There's so many things that you just have to respond to. And that's why I want to speak a little bit about just you having a mindset or just the ability to respond. And, you know, there's a difference between reacting and responding. I've always been an individual that said, you know, in life you must have an action plan and then you must also have a reaction plan. But I realized that we can't really control the way we react, but we can dictate the way we respond, right? A reaction is something that is natural. You know, if somebody jump scares you, if you're an individual that gets scared, you're going to scream, right? But the way you respond there afterwards, that's what makes the difference, you know? So even with my brother, like, I'm almost certain, and he's even told me that, man, like, it's been an adjustment. Sometimes you really do miss home. Sometimes you feel this and that, and not just about like the feelings of missing home, but more than that, there's so many new things that you have to adjust to. Like, something silly like getting a haircut over there is like £100, and £100 is like, it's expensive. Well, I think he said it's even a little bit more, like 150 or something like that. But I mean, it's so expensive. Meanwhile, in South Africa, I can get a haircut for like more than half of £100, you know. I think things like that. I mean, that might be a silly example, but just another big example I would say is that he used to drive around a lot, because in South Africa, main mode of transportation that he had access to was his car. And now going that side, train system, he's walking everywhere, this and that. You know, so many different adjustments that you need to make in terms of your lifestyle as a whole, right? And it can be, and it is uncomfortable, but the sooner you embrace them, the better your life gets, you know? The better your life gets, and the more you realize you actually see yourself grow even more or beyond your expectation, you know? I remember even like talking about this, like, you know, one of those interview questions whenever they ask you, like, what's one of your biggest skills? Like, do you do well under pressure and stuff like that? And, you know, everybody says, yo, I do so well under pressure. Do you really ask yourself, do you really do well under pressure? Do you really embrace challenges, change, and all this, you know? Do you really do well under pressure? So I want to ask you, like, ask yourself these questions in terms of embracing. When was the last time you encountered an unexpected obstacle? How did you adjust your goals in response? Are there any long-term goals that might need reevaluation due to changes in your personal or professional life? What's a setback you faced recently, and how can you turn it into a learning opportunity for goal refinement? Okay, embracing. Embracing is just realizing that, hey, change is going to happen, right? But I need to really just learn how to respond more than anything. Your reaction is always going to be either unpleasant or whatever the case may be. Be honest with yourself in your reaction, but be disciplined in your response. Yeah, that's actually a good way to put it. Be honest in your reaction, right? If it sucks, it sucks. But be disciplined in your response. Make sure that your response really does reflect your character and your desire to develop as an individual. Now, next on the list, of course, we have evolve, okay? We have embrace, evolve, and excel, but we're going to dive into evolving, learning, and adapting along the way. Change is the only constant. Change is the only constant, or one of the only constants, I would say, right? And I think one of the biggest things about evolving that I would actually speak to is, you know, I'm going to obviously highlight this and emphasize on this quite a bit throughout this whole series, is winners are always able to evolve and adjust their game plan according to their environment, you know? So being able to identify and actually just take the constructive criticism, or in a sense, just realize that your formula isn't working for this environment, you know? I always say that, like, I can't give somebody a set in stone plan. Like, not one person's life is the same as another person. There's always some tweak, some change, something that just has to be different, you know? One big example that I would say is that one thing I realized is that I remember my pastors were telling me, no, pray in the morning, pray at this time, do this and that. And I just realized that, like, man, like, why are we so strict with ourselves when it comes to that type of stuff? It doesn't work for me. If I literally, because there was a time where I was so strict with myself, I had to wake up in the morning and pray. And some mornings I didn't. And I'll just continue with my day and I wouldn't pray, right? But then I realized that, listen, life is not linear, man. I don't have to pray in the morning. The goal is to pray in the day, you know? So I remember I made the necessary adjustments and I said that, okay, Joel, don't let 24 hours go by without you acknowledging God. And that was my goal. And that's what I stuck to. And that's what I focused on, you know? So evolving and realizing that, hey, listen, as well, that your idea of a necessary adjustment might not necessarily be the same or look the same as another individual's, you know. It might not be the same, you know. So I would encourage, obviously, like, feedback and recognition, right? Not just yourself, but people that you know and love. And I'm going to speak more about, like, accountability partners in the next episode, but really just understanding that, hey, listen, embrace different methodologies, but don't be confined to that framework, you know. Oh, well, embrace different frameworks, but don't be confined to those frameworks, you know. And just encouraging risk taking. Hey, look, I remember speaking to one of my colleagues a while back, last year, and now I'm quite a curious individual when it comes to my work and everything. And I was just asking him, I was like, what should I focus on? There's just so many different things to do in management consulting, like so many things to focus on. And he's literally like, bro, try something for 6 months. If you don't like it, bro, you lost 6 months. That's it. A lot of people stay overthinking for years, right? And not deciding for years. And they just end up just staying in a rut of not actually getting anything done. Rather commit to something for 6 months and find out at the end of those 6 months that you don't like it or that it doesn't work, right? And actually see yourself evolve. Because in those 6 months, you actually evolved as a human being. You actually found out what doesn't work. I remember they said that Thomas Edison, he made the light bulb, right? And I think he, what's he called, failed like 100 times or so. I'm literally paraphrasing. And his mentality was, I didn't fail 100 times. I just found 100 different ways of, like, on how not to make a light bulb, right? And it just stopped and I just realized that, like, man, how many of us are actually willing to go through that journey, through that evolution, I would say, right, of different iterations when it comes to the necessary changes in the individual that we want to be, you know? How much are we willing to peel away at ourselves, you know? How much are we willing to sharpen? How much are we willing to actually change? And it's not a lot of people are actually willing to go to that certain extent. I mean, there's levels to this, you know? Failing once is okay. You can dust yourself up and you can move forward. But failing, hearing back-to-back rejections or just finding out back-to-back that things aren't working out, right? You get closer to wanting to quit than anything, you know, because it works on your mentality. It really does work on your mentality. But as soon as you've gotten to a point where you've embraced the fact that change and life in itself is not linear, then, you know, you'll be able to make the necessary adjustments and actually move forward in the midst of you failing 5 billion times. One of the other stories that I always just share with some of my friends is, you know, there's a lot of companies that have started with a different framework before becoming successful where they are now. And one such example is YouTube. YouTube started off as a dating app. Can you guys imagine? YouTube, if you didn't know, now you know, okay? It started off as a dating app where people would just share videos of themselves and everything, and they'd like pay them like $100 to literally upload like videos of themselves and whatnot, and it didn't work. So they just said open it up for all videos, different type of videos, and now YouTube is what it is today. Insane, right? So my question is, how many, even then, like with YouTube, I'm pretty sure they had to fight and just they went through so many different iterations when it comes to the first concept that they had. But how many times are you actually willing to change, to fail, quote unquote, in order for you to become the individual that you have always longed to be? That is the question, you know. How many times are you going to risk, risk never coming back, you know, risk a couple of months? You know, like I think about it like this. I would rather risk a year of my life trying to become the individual that I've always wanted then just stay stuck in a repetitive mentality that has that I know hasn't gotten me anywhere, you know, or hasn't gotten me where I want to, you know. So I encourage you, take the necessary risk if necessary. Like, take that risk, make that leap of faith, because at the end of it, whether you learn or you earn, you learn or you yearn, you're gaining something more that surpasses actually the mindset or the act of staying stuck, you know, and not evolving and just not wanting, being reluctant to change, you know. So I want you to ask yourself, how do you typically respond to unexpected changes? What strategies can you employ to approach them with more grace and adaptability? Reflect on a time when you sensed the need for change before it became urgent. How can you apply similar strategies to your current goals? What are some ways you can nurture your psychological resilience in order to face potential changes in your plans more effectively? And of course, last but not least, is Excel, right? Excel. Now, Excel, I'm not going to really dive too much into this, but I think that in order to truly excel, it really does speak to, it really does overlap, you know, with evolving. You know, you pray until, you push until something happens, you know. That's what push stands for, by the way. And I can't help but think that the most successful individuals aren't unique. They're nothing special. They aren't individuals that have done much more than what we do on a day-to-day basis. They really aren't. They're not special. They're not special. And I noticed this through history when I look at the history books. And one of the most important books that I look at is the Bible. And I look at all of these amazing individuals that have, that their name is in history, you know, like their name is in history forever, and they have become icons, I would say, you know. And I think to myself that these individuals all just had one thing in common, right? Besides the fact that they were all somewhat terrible in some regard. They all sinned. They all were like just whack in one regard. The one good trait that all of them had was resilience, you know? And I think that's what it takes to really excel, to fall down seven times and really just get up again. And just never take no for an answer, you know, as an answer. And I think that's really what makes us truly embrace. Because look, there's going to be days where you're not going to want to wake up, but you just have to show up. It's as simple as that, you know. And I think that's what makes the difference, you know. Embracing adjustments isn't something that we enjoy. It's not something that you wake up feeling or whatever the case may be. Actually, stuff your feelings. Some days you have to really just look yourself in the eyes and just say, stuff your feelings, I need to show up. Look, regardless of what happens, I don't care how good of a weekend you had. I don't care how bad of a weekend you had. Monday is coming. And if you're not going to show up for that individual, if you're not, show up for yourself. Show up for the person that actually had a little bit of hope of becoming a different person. Show up for future Joelle. I'm talking to myself now. In closing, embrace. The sooner you realize and embrace the fact that change is inevitable, you're a step closer to successfully achieving your goals. Embracing this certainty grants you the foresight to adjust, innovate, and forge a route that not only conquers your objectives, but also thrives in the midst of constant transformation. Evolve. Winners are always able to evolve and adjust their game plan according to their ever-changing environment. Give yourself time and make the necessary adjustments, no matter how hard it may be. Excel. Winners are just regular people that never gave up. You see, winners stop at nothing to achieve their goals. We may fall 7 times, but we get up 8. On the next episode, we'll be discussing finding accountability partners and the importance of accountability partners, the F in the ABCs of building healthy habits. Alone, you can go fast, but together, you can go far. Thank you for tuning in and being part of 7 Circle, a community that wins. Whether it's your mindset, your goals, or your game plans, we've got all the tools and insights you need to start winning in life. To stay up to date with our content and join the conversation, follow us on our social media platforms on Instagram at Sevenfold Studios, or simply follow me personally on LinkedIn. That is at Joel Mirujo. Keep using 7's playbook to build the life you want, and we'll be here to support you every step of the way. Until next time, keep doing the most with the Most High.